Hello and welcome, Breakthrough Success listeners. I'm your host, Mark Guberti, and this is the podcast where you'll learn how to achieve the breakthroughs you've been looking for in your business and life. If you want to grow your content brand, you'll definitely want to add my latest book, Content Marketing Secrets, to your reading list. This book will teach you how to create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue. You can get your copy at Mark Guberti, that is Mark with a C. So markguberti.com/book. And now let's dive right into the show. For episode 94 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast, we are going to talk about achieving our career, money, and lifestyle goals with our guest, Deacon Hayes. Deacon is a financial expert, speaker, and podcaster. He is the founder of Well Kept Wallet, which is a financial education company that provides personal finance resources to people across the world. And now it is my pleasure to welcome Deacon to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. And before we get started, I'd love to get into some background. So why did you start Well Kept Wallet?
Yeah, when I originally started it, my wife and I had just gotten married and we realized that we had a ton of debt. And by a ton of debt, we had about $52,000 in debt outside of mortgages. So we're like, oh my gosh, we're in our 20s and we're just starting out life and we're severely in the negative. And so Well Kept Wallet was basically just a blog to share our story, getting out of debt, sharing tips on how to, you know, pay it off quickly, save money, make money. And then eventually it became into a full-fledged business that, you know, makes more than I did in my corporate life.
Thank you for sharing that story of why you started Well Kept Wallet. And obviously since starting this journey, you've been able to help others achieve all of these different goals. But those three big goals I mentioned, career, money, and lifestyle, how are we able to accomplish all three of them?
Sure. So the first part was I was selling wood flooring when I started Well Kept Wallet, and that was not a career that I wanted to do long term. And so I kind of was looking for something like where is something where I can use my talents and my abilities to help other people. And so once I started Well Kept Wallet and realized, oh my gosh, I have the skill set where I can set a goal and then work backwards, right? We want to pay our debt off in 18 months. So we paid off 52 grand in 18 months. And then I said, how can I help other people do the same thing? And so realizing what is your skill sets, like what makes you want to get out of bed in the morning, right? And then do more of that. And so that's when I decided to figure out how do I make Well Kept Wallet into an actual business versus just a blog or a hobby. And so with the money piece, you know, that one's a little bit more of a complex answer, because it depends on where you are, right? So if you don't have an emergency fund, you got to start there. So have 3 to 6 months of your expenses in emergency fund. Make sure you pay off all your debt. So anything outside of the mortgage so that you're not paying monthly payments and paying interest. And then make sure you're investing consistently over time, right? So anybody who invests $200 you know, a month over a 45 period of time will be able to have over $1.1 million if they invest in just an index fund, right? So it's not a very complex thing. It's just a matter of setting these routines and being consistent with them. And then that kind of yields the lifestyle, right? So, you know, if you've got the career that you love and you've got your finances in order, it gives you the freedom to have the lifestyle that you want. So the first two basically allow you to have the third.
And it's interesting how you mentioned an emergency fund and also investing. And I do feel like more people are seeing money in the bank. Like it's not really collecting a lot. It's not making more passive income, like not really that much, if anything notable. But if you invest in an index fund or something like that, I mean, you could generate a lot more income. But that emergency fund is also important. So how do you suggest balancing, like for someone who doesn't have an emergency fund yet, putting some money into the emergency fund, also investing some of their money, how would you strike that balance?
Yeah, so typically what I say is, you know, the first thing you want to do is have a starter emergency fund. So you want to have at least $1,000 in the bank, right? So that'd be a buffer between you and debt. The second thing would be paying off any consumer debt, like we talked about, car payments, credit cards, student loans, that kind of stuff. So stuff outside the mortgage. And then above and beyond that, as far as investing, you know, the emergency fund isn't supposed to make money. It's really kind of like an insurance policy, right? Like, so instead of taking out a credit card, you know, that's 15% interest, you know, having this emergency fund that even though it's only making you 1% or whatever it might be, it's there to protect you. And so the thing that you want to make money on is more the investments, you know, side of things. So having a brokerage account like an IRA or a 401k, where you're investing in these index funds that we talked about, these low cost vehicles that you can invest in, like the S&P 500, for instance, is 500 largest companies in America. You can invest in that through an index fund and pay very low fees, next to nothing. And that's yielded like 10 to 11% since its inception. So, you know, it really is kind of separating them in the different buckets and saying, okay, I've got my emergency fund, check. I paid off my debt, check. You know, I'm investing. And then you could have a 3 to 6 months emergency fund that we talked about, where it's like, if you make, you know, if your payments are $3,000 a month and your expenses, you want to have 9 to 18 grand sitting in the bank. And for some people, that probably sounds crazy, right? Like even for me, you know, for the longest time, I didn't even have $1,000. So you got to start somewhere, start with 1,000, pay off the debt, start investing, get the 3 to 6 months emergency fund, and that will give you a really strong foundation.
And you mentioned how like debt, check, like getting that off the list. And for you, like you were able to clear it all out, 52,000 in 18 months. And people may be in debt right now, and they may be thinking that like, wow, that's really impressive. And before we go any deeper, I'd love for you to expand on how you yourself got out of that debt, because I know that's a skill that a lot of people want to learn more about.
Yeah, so I'm a very simple guy, so I like to simplify things. So I created what I call a financial game plan form, which was one sheet of paper, and anybody can do this, basically where I had my income and expenses and my assets and my debts all on one Excel sheet. And I actually have one for free on the site at wellkeptwallet.com/resources. But really the idea of having that one sheet was I could look at it one piece of paper and say, okay, what do I need to change to make things happen? So I realized obviously my income wasn't enough. So I needed to figure out ways in addition to my job to generate income. So I started doing arbitrage, where I'd buy stuff at garage sales for, like, let's say a router for $5, and then I'd sell it on Amazon for 50. So that was one way to increase income. Another way was I got a job delivering pizzas at night. You know, like I was working a full-time job. I had a college degree, but I'm delivering pizzas, right? Because I knew that that was part of my equation that I needed to address. The other part was reducing my expenses. I went line by line and I said, how can I make this number smaller? So, you know, when it came to cable TV, we just got rid of it. You know, we got Netflix instead, and it was like $10 a month. So, you know, that saved us, you'd say, $80 a month. Internet, we got the basic internet plan, you know, so went from, say, $60 a month down to $20 a month at that time. I don't think you get plans like that now. But the idea is just going line by line, right? And then the other side of it was the debts and the assets. So I just bought this brand new car. It was a Nissan Altima. It was when they just released the push button start. You know, it had, you know, a surround sound system. I mean, it had that new car smell, but it carried like $17,000 or $18,000 of the debt. And I knew that if I got rid of that, that would give us an extra $400 a month that we could put towards our other debt. So my wife had a car that was worth $5,000. We ended up selling her car, buying two really used old cars. And that gave us the ability to then sell my upside down Nissan Altima. And that cleared 17 to 18 grand of the debt like that. And so that's why, you know, if people are thinking about, hey, what I'm doing is not working, like you have to put it all on paper and literally make it as simple as possible and say, okay, what pieces do I need to change in my particular situation so that I can have similar results? And if you do that today, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm telling you, the results will astound you.
It's really interesting how you're making strategies to decrease your costs in such a way where you're sacrificing the new car or you're sacrificing things like cable, but you're still getting a good result. Like, it doesn't matter if you're in a Lamborghini or a 10-year-old car, like that car will still get you from point A to point B, wherever you need to go. So I definitely find that really interesting. And I'd love to go back to those three big goals: career, money, and lifestyle. And I feel like some people, they tend to put emphasis on one instead of the other two, or put emphasis on career and money and sacrifice the lifestyle. So how can we balance our progress in all of those areas so we achieve all of those goals instead of accomplishing one or two and then feeling really bad about our effort towards the last one?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, if people could focus on the money portion, right? I mean, even if you don't enjoy your current career, your current situation, if you said, okay, this is just a means to an end, right? Like, I've put everything on paper and I know that I need to make X to be able to make things work. And so you're going to create an exit plan, which is basically what I did. I said, okay, I'm not going to be here forever. So what I need to do is I need to come up with an emergency fund. Got that. Okay, now I need to pay off the debt. Got that. So now, and I got rid of the car payment, you know. So all of this stuff now gives me a little bit more cushion to say, hey, I can take the leap towards something greater, right? And so really focusing on that financial piece first and then figuring out, okay, now that you have kind of some bandwidth and some room to breathe, say, well, what careers would I be interested in, you know? And so I usually encourage people to take out a piece of paper and say, okay, what are some, you know, positions that I would be good at, like whether it's sales or, you know, mechanic or whatever it is, write those down. Then write down some companies, right? And then, you know, okay, write that down. And then, you know, actually call those companies if you're looking to, you know, work for someone else. If you're not actually working for someone else, you'd say, okay, well, if I want to be in sales, like, what do I want to sell? What am I passionate about? You know, so then you're going to write down your interests. So, right, it's really kind of this brainstorming, you know, introspective kind of research of saying, okay, what am I good at? What am I interested in? And where can I apply that skill, you know? And then really discover, you know, what it is that drives you and then move towards that.
And the exit plan, that's something that, like, I started as an entrepreneur really young. So that's something that I don't have full appreciation of, like, that type of process. But for other people, exiting their current work is something that they view as a really big risk. And yes, creating that plan will help you make a better exit and get you a little more prepared. But I feel like no matter, like, unless you figure out a way to make like 6 or 7 figures on the side, I don't feel like it's good. Like, the timing will never be right. It's just a matter of doing it. So when you implemented your exit strategy, how did you find the courage to actually implement on the plan?
You know, so we kind of moved around a little bit, but so I was working in wood flooring sales, and then I realized, okay, I want to do well-kept wallet, but I wasn't making enough money with it at the time. So what else could I do to use my skills, right? So I went to be a financial planner for a large firm. And so when I was there, I realized, okay, this is not where I want to be because it's helping pretty much the top 1%, right? I'm like, what about the rest of the people, right? These are wealthy people. And so what happened was I had ads on my website, Well-Kept Wallet. And my boss calls me into the office one day and they said, Deacon, your website's a conflict of interest. And I said, what do you mean? I'm not, you know, geared towards wealthy people. So there's no real conflict. They said, well, you're giving financial advice on your website and you're making money from it with these ads. And so that's a conflict of interest. And I said, well, okay, I wish I would have known that. I didn't realize that. So they basically said, you could shut down your website and continue working for us and we love you. Or, you know, you can keep going with your website. We'll give you a severance. So essentially they had to fire me, so that I could get the severance and they'll help me on my way. So when you say courage, I kind of was put in a position where I had to make a choice, you know, either keep working the regular 9 to 5 and getting the results I was getting, or go pursue this, you know, dream for helping people with their finances, you know, the rest of the 99%, and try to make it work. And so that's what I chose. You know, and it was a tough decision, but it was clear to me that, like, okay, I didn't want to grind it out the rest of my life doing something I didn't enjoy. I really wanted to go for what was going to help people on a mass scale at using my gifts, talents, and abilities. And so that's how I made that choice.
Thank you for sharing with us how you made that choice. And it's like, you really had to choose, like, either give up on this idea you were building, which is now your main business, or basically stay in the company that you didn't really enjoy very much. I mean, I would only imagine what other people do in that situation. You really have to believe in your idea and know that this is not the right path for you. And I feel like when people think about either a big goal or those big goals we mentioned before, career, money, and lifestyle, I feel like there are a lot of people who are not necessarily at the level they want to be achieving. So what do you believe prevents people from accomplishing their goals and career, money, and lifestyle?
You know, as simple as it sounds, tracking. I think that people don't track enough. You know, what's interesting is for Well-Kept Wallet for 5 years, I didn't really track anything. Meaning I didn't track how much traffic I was getting. I didn't track how much revenue I was getting. I just kind of took whatever I got, right? And then once I started to track, the growth was exponential. Because once you say, okay, here's where I want to be at the end of the year, here's where I am now, and what do I need to implement between here and now to get there, you start to make decisions very differently, right? And so when it comes to your personal finances, it was the same thing. You know, my wife and I weren't tracking anything. And so therefore we just accept whatever came to us. And that happened to be 52 grand in debt and a lifestyle that we didn't enjoy, you know? And so if people really want to get out of their current situation, they got to say, okay, what are the important things to track? Right. And so if, you know, if it's finances, it's going to be how much debt do you have? How much income are you making? You know, those type of things so that you can map a plan to get where you want to be. If it's business, it could be, you know, how much revenue, how much expenses, et cetera, and where do you want to be? So really that tracking component, I think, is what limits a lot of people. And once you get better at it, it actually doesn't take as much time as most people think. And so, you know, I think the thing is just getting started. Like Nike says, just do it.
Deegan, I really love that idea of tracking, and I first heard about tracking in Darren Hardy's book, The Compound Effect. But when I think of tracking, it's also really hard to continue tracking. Like there are some things like traffic that's like automatically tracked for you. You just have to check in. But for keeping track of revenue and expenses and even like just any type of goal you're going after, how do you make it easier for yourself to keep track of the goals that you're going after?
Yeah, so I mean, just find tools that work for you. So for the business side of things, I use QuickBooks, which makes it really easy, right? And then on the personal side, I use a tool called Personal Capital, which is a free tool where you can basically combine all of your accounts, like your credit cards, if you have them, bank accounts, investment accounts, all that stuff. And it will tell you, you know, automatically categorize stuff, and you can adjust stuff as you, if you want to, but that makes it a lot easier. When I started budgeting, I literally would print out our Bank of America statement, which would be like 11 pages. And I would like put a V for vehicle or F for food, you know, and these tools make it so much easier and less time consuming. It's unbelievable. So definitely encourage people to check those out.
One of the questions that I love asking guests is for a big challenge that they faced in their journeys and a powerful lesson that they learned during their challenges. You've mentioned two really hardcore situations where you had to, in 18 months, get rid of $52,000 in debt. And when you had that basically kill off your business and stay with the job or stick with the business and get fired. So is there any additional challenge you'd like to share in a powerful lesson you learned, or would you like to double down on one of those two?
Yeah, I probably double down on, you know, kind of the quitting your full-time job to work for yourself. That was probably the hardest choice because, you know, my wife loves security. And, you know, for people that are married, you know, and you're like, hey, I want to make sure my wife is happy and she feels secure. You know, you're kind of going into this unknown. And so, but the reality was, we talked about earlier, is just preparing ourselves, right? To say, okay, this is probably going to happen someday where I'm going to be an entrepreneur. So instead of like, you know, hoping it, I'm going to start planning for it. And that's when we started putting all those financial blocks in order that we talked about. And that's when I started making money on the side with the website. So it wasn't just this leap of faith. It was almost like this leap of certainty/faith, right? Where it's like, okay, I've already got income coming in. We've got an emergency fund. Our debt's paid off. What are we worried about, right? Versus some people just taking the leap and hoping they make it work, which it's possible, but you know, like they say, you know, the majority of small businesses fail. So I would rather be prepared than not.
And that is a very important distinction. I mean, you had a proven concept where if you put more time into it, you knew it could be something. Yeah, you don't want to just quit your job or whatever you're doing just because you want to be an entrepreneur and you have this idea and you're ready to get started when you quit the job. This is something that you should be doing on the side before you even think about quitting so that you have a proven concept and you know that you have a brighter future and potential for it to be successful instead of just speculating whether your business idea is going to work or not.
Right. Yeah, I think that's huge. And, you know, I didn't know originally what Well-Kept Wallet could could do. I believed in the concept, right? To be able to transform people's lives through helping them, you know, achieve their career, money, and lifestyle goals. And plus I had that proven revenue stream. So then I just knew that, okay, if I started tracking it, I started goal setting, you know, then the sky's the limit.
Deacon, thank you for sharing with us that big challenge again, just doubling down on that and sharing some more insights. And one of the questions that I love asking people, because I'm a really big bookworm, is what are three great books that you could think of that would help us grow our businesses?
Yeah, so one of the best ones I read this year was The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And it was really amazing because he used stories to just teach people how to generate better habits, right? Because we are just an accumulation of our habits. And so if you want to be good at business or life or anything, it all starts with a habit. So that was great. Another one is the One Thing by Gary Keller. He started Keller Williams, which is a successful real estate company. And he really talks about don't focus on a million things. Focus on one. What's the one thing today that will make your life easier or make other processes unnecessary? So that was huge. And then the last one would be Essentialism. And I want to say the guy's last name is like McEwen or something like that. But anyways, essentialism is just focusing on like what really matters, right? Stop getting lost in the weeds. Stop focusing on stuff that doesn't matter and really get down to what's important. So those would be my top three.
Deacon, thank you for sharing with us those great book recommendations. And for Breakthrough Success listeners who want the links, those will be at markgabrie.com/E94. And before we close out this episode and give the listeners a chance to hear where we can learn more about you, I'd like to flip the tables a little bit. So I've asked you a bunch of questions throughout this episode, and now I'm wondering, what is one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often?
That's a really good question. So I would say, is this really what I want out of life, right? If you were to kind of, if you're listening to this podcast, you say, okay, the life that I'm living, is this the life that I really want, right? And I remember watching this Steve Jobs video of it was like Stanford University address where he asked that question in front of a mirror. And he said, if the answer was no, enough days in a row, something needed to change, right? So make sure you're asking yourself, is this what I really want out of life?
And I really love that Steve Jobs reference. I know that he asked himself questions like that every single day and was always careful to make sure that he was living a life worth living, which is definitely something that we should all be doing as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Well, Deacon, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to share all of your great insights with the Breakthrough Success listeners. And before we close out this episode, for all the listeners wondering, where can we find you on the web?
Yeah, so I actually wellkeptwallet.com/retire is the best place to see what we're up to right now. I actually just wrote a book about you can retire early. And for people that are looking to get out of debt or kind of improve their financial situation, I'm giving my course away for free. So it's called Debt Free in 18 Months, completely free. It's a $97 course. And that's wellkeptwallet.com/retire.
All right, Breakthrough Success listeners, those links and the show notes will be at markgabrie.com/E94. Deacon, it was such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success podcast.
Thanks, Mark. It was awesome being on the show.
Breakthrough Success listeners, I need your help to keep this show running. I choose not to use sponsored ads in my episodes to provide you with a better experience. However, this decision gives me little money to pay for storage and my team, which comes over to over $1,000 per month. So please consider supporting the Breakthrough Success podcast on Patreon by heading over to patreon.com/markgubrie. For as little as $1 per month, you can help Breakthrough Success stay running while taking advantage of exclusive content and other perks that come with being a patron. To help support Breakthrough Success, head over to patreon.com/markgubrie or search for Breakthrough Success on Patreon. That way, I can maintain the Breakthrough Success podcast so it stays running and provide you with valuable episodes.